I thought our running backs were awesome tonight. Both those guys, Tevin and Devontae, have been, you know, really consistent players for us. But tonight was fun to be a part of that. I thought our offensive line did a great job establishing the line of scrimmage, both in the run game and the pass game. I thought we handled the environment. You know, this is a tough place to come. It's loud. I thought we did a great job with that. And I thought we executed really well on offense.
What does it say about the offense when you can score 35 points and at that time, Julio and
Ayuk? Well, I think we got a diverse group of guys. We've got a deep group on offense, guys that battle. You know, we've got a lot of unselfish players and guys that want to win. And, you know, it's tough to defend when I think I'm not positive, but I think we had 8 guys touch the ball again tonight. And, you know, in the passing game. And so that's, you know, that's a lot of people for a defense to key in on. And so who's going to have big games for us? There's no question about that. You know, but he does so many other things for you, too, in terms of drawing coverage into different spots, helping out in the run game. I mean, our wide receivers did a great job tonight in run blocking on the outside to get some of those things into the secondary so our backs could be as effective as they were. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, 10 years ago was a special night for the city of New Orleans. And to come back from everything that they went through and the way the game shook out, it was just a special night for this city. We have a lot of respect for that. There's no question. You know, but I think Dan had guys step up, and there was 2 guys on our team who were there, you know, 10 years ago. It was Jonathan Babineau and Matt Schaub. And the rest of us weren't really a part of that. And so it wasn't our deal. And, you know, tonight was just a completely different thing for us. It was to get back out there, compete on a Monday night game, and not to worry about all those other things that were going on.
What can you say, and I'm sorry if you said it earlier, but just the efficiency of your offense has really been running out certainly the last 2 weeks. I know New Orleans is beat up, but it just seemed like they never really kind of knew what was coming.
Yeah, I think Kyle has done a great job in kind of keeping defenses off balance. Really, you know, I think the first 3 weeks of the season, we did some good things in the first game as well, didn't get the result we wanted, but you know, he's done a great job in terms of game planning, getting everybody involved, making it difficult for a defense to kind of key in, like you mentioned, key in on what we're trying to do. And you know, but at the end of the day, it comes down to us, how we execute, how we play, the plays that we make. And I think it starts with our offensive line. I thought those guys have done a great job early this season of getting all of us going, whether it be in the run game or the pass game.
How did that unity circle come about? What was the statement you all wanted to make, holding hands with the Saints before kickoff?
Well, that was something that, you know, the Saints brought to our attention early in the week. And, you know, then I reached out to Drew and just told him that we were on board. But I think the big thing was, I mean, obviously everybody knows what's been going on throughout this entire year and for a long time. And, you know, people think things need to change, and we all felt like the best way to do it is everybody to do it together. And we wanted to send a message loud and clear that, you know, unity is probably the best way to make a change, and I thought that came across loud and clear tonight. Yeah, that was bad. No, I mean, Free did such a good job. I didn't really anticipate the ball coming back that way. And when he did, I just kind of wanted to get in the way to make sure he could outrun him. And I caught an edge on my cleat and fell, and it probably ended up for the best because he was kind of eyeing in on me pretty good. He would have hit me pretty good, but not my finest moment. But a good play for us nonetheless.
Did you bang up your hand a little bit?
You know what? I took a hit on it in the game, but I'm fine. You know, put a glove on just to make sure I would have a good grip afterwards. But, you know, I feel pretty good.
You told me in the preseason, and I don't even want to dwell on numbers, but you said, hey, we can average 30 points per game. 2 wins, you scored 30. I know Deion had his touchdown tonight and stuff like that. But do you look at it and say, hey, you know what? This is legit. We can put up big numbers.
you know, I felt that way at the time. I told you that. You know, I felt like we had good guys in our, you know, in our locker room, on our offense. And we feel like we've got a good scheme, a good fit for what we do. It's early in the season, but we've done a good job the first couple of weeks. We just need to continue to try and get better and keep putting points up.
And how does this rhythm that you got on offense feel going into this game against Carolina, you know, next up?
Well, they're going to be a tough opponent, always are. You know, obviously, they're a very good defense, play a different scheme from New Orleans, so we'll worry about that tomorrow when we get back. You know, we'll enjoy this one tonight, but get back to work you know, make sure that we're ready to go next Sunday.
Hey, the line, I talked to Jake. He said they were really proud of the numbers and what they were able to do today. What was your percentage point of the work they put in tonight?
I thought our offensive line was outstanding, you know, across the board. I thought those guys played extremely well. I think we had close to 200 yards rushing or over 200 yards rushing. Anytime you do that, you know your offensive line has played really well. So I was really proud of those guys. They played great. Yeah, I mean, we used it throughout the entire night, and it was effective for us.
You got sacked on the very first possession. The crowd was rocking. The place was loud. The punt, the fumble, how big a play was that? After that, it seemed like you were basically rolling the whole rest of the game.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, turnovers are so key, and when you're on the right end of them, I think we were plus two in the turnover margin today, so when we were on the right end of it, that was huge for us. But that play in particular, to get the ball down in that low red area and to be able to punch it in and go back 7-7, I thought that was a big momentum shift for us.
Going for it twice plus out of the 50, what does that show in offense? That shows some more confidence in the unit that we're
Yeah, I think Dan is aggressive. You know, we talk about it all the time. I mean, he wants to attack right from the start. And so, you know, we know when we get in that plus side of the 50, there's going to be opportunities that we might go for it if we get into the right situation on fourth down. And I thought we did a nice job tonight.